Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Rebel Rags, celebrating 20 years of bringing the best Ole Miss gear to fans everywhere. Visit the store on Jackson Avenue in Oxford or order online at rebelrags.net. That's rebelrags.net. Tell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, Ole Miss.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in on this special edition of the podcast on this Monday night. Of course, my name is Michael Borky. I really appreciate you being here. Obviously, you know why you're here. You saw the title. You saw the thumbnail. Lane Kiffin gave some comments to Vanity Fair that have just absolutely exploded in the college football world. And so we're going to talk about that tonight. I chose to not do it tomorrow on the live stream because you got regional projections coming out. I want tomorrow to be about baseball. So let's talk about this. Get this out of the way. By tomorrow at 9 o'clock, it's going to be irrelevant anyway. So going to go ahead and give you a special edition with some thoughts about what he said and what it means and stuff like that. And then we'll just move on, talk regionals and stuff like that tomorrow after the Ole Miss UT Martin game. Whenever that ends, we will go live. We will be in Hattiesburg for the radio show, but I will be back in plenty of time to be live with you guys. We'll talk baseball then. So, before I get into it, I want to invite you please to subscribe. If you have not already, wherever you get your podcast, just search Rebel Report and you'll find it and subscribe. And if you like what you hear, leave a rating and a review, and also subscribe right here on YouTube. Leave a like, comment, hit the notification bell, all that good stuff. And even the special editions are brought to you by Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, Mississippi. They've got everything that you need for your farm, for your lawn, for your property, garden, whatever it is, they've got it for you in 0%. On zero-turn John Deere lawn mowers, 0% for 36 months on commercial mowers, 0% for 72 months on the 5 Series, the big tractors, 1.9% for the John Deere Gators. They've got you covered. Scruggs in Saltillo, Mississippi. Don't forget to tell them that it was me that sent you. Also, Logan Smith Shelter Insurance, 601-823-3500. 601-823-3500 for auto, home, life, or insurance for your business. Give Logan Smith a call at Shelter Insurance. And again, tell them that it was me that sent you. Also, Priority One Bank, they make you their priority every single day. And Advantage Business Systems, absms.com, for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. So don't need to rehash the article too much. By now, all of you have seen it, or at least the pull quote, the money pull quote from the article. Reading through it, it started off with the anecdote about getting chased off the road on the way to the airport by an angry mob. That is, I think, the fourth time that that has been repeated. It has been debunked many times over. The Mississippi Highway Patrol themselves have come out and said that that is not true. So the article started off with a lie and a thing that is not true, that did not happen, without making reference to, again, the people that made the escort that said that it did not happen. So that's how this entire thing started, with just a completely debunked lie. But then there was the poll quote that everybody's talking about from Vanity Fair. In explaining his decision to leave Ole Miss for LSU, Lane Kiffin seems willing to invoke Ole Miss's struggle to distance itself from symbols like the Confederate flag, Colonel Rebel, and the nickname Ole Miss itself. When he was coaching there, Kiffin says, top recruits would tell him, hey, coach, we really like you, but my grandparents aren't letting me move to Oxford, Mississippi. That doesn't come up when you say Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Parents were sitting here this weekend saying the campus diversity feels so great. Quote, it feels like there's no segregation. That is from this article, Vanity Fair, on Lane Kiffin. If you want to read the entire thing, you most certainly can do that. Let's start with the why, as opposed to the what he said. Why would you say something like this in Vanity Fair? I have a theory. Let me work through it with you. Tell me what you think about it in the comments below. Because why would anybody continue to talk about a decision that they made months ago that they are at peace with, content with, it was the right decision? If, generally speaking in life, from my perspective, if you are comfortable and content and at peace with a decision that you've made, you don't have to constantly tell people all the time new reasons why you made that decision. You would move on happy with yourself in the way that you feel about what you have done. You wouldn't have to tell everybody to try to justify your decision. If you're comfortable with it and comfortable with your actions, you don't have to tell anybody that you are. But maybe I'm misreading that. It's possible that I am. But I want to take you back to, let's say, September, right? Lane Kiffin's Q rating is possibly at the highest that it ever has been really in his career. He really reshaped his image in the 5 years leading up to that at Ole Miss. Physically, he got healthy. Like he showed up to Oxford, frankly, he showed up fat. He lost weight. Physically, he looked really good. His two of his kids moved to town. His ex-wife moves to town. And he was winning football games, ultimately told Auburn no, so he didn't do the thing that he was known for, which is just jumping ship as soon as he can. And national perception of Lane Kiffin was really good. Look at him. He looks great. Physically, he looks awesome. His family's back. He's winning at Ole Miss. Life is good, and he's doing good things, and he's staying publicly out of trouble. And all is good for Lane Kiffin, and he was very likable. Nationally, people really appreciated the work that he did at Ole Miss. And then Brian Kelly got fired, and Florida came open. And you started seeing an unraveling of that a little bit with the way he handled this. Very publicly flying his family around the country. That was not received well nationally. The will he, won't he narratives and stuff like that was criticized. People did not like that old, like national people. I'm not talking about here locally. I mean, the national perception of why is he letting this hang out there? His team is good enough to make the playoff, and he's doing these weird interviews with Pat McAfee that are pre-recorded and really cringeworthy, and that wasn't received well. And then you had this report from The Athletic, you know very likely where it came from, about a player vote that said the team wanted him to continue coaching into the playoff if the opportunity presented itself. And the players themselves came out and said, that's not true. We didn't vote on that at all. That is a lie. Later said that Ole Miss did not tell him until the very end that he wouldn't be able to coach the playoff. That was debunked. You had the, if you don't get on the airplane right now with me, you're not getting a job stuff with the assistants who were trying to figure out what their future was. That nationally was not received very well. And then, of course, he ended up leaving, and that was a non-universally loved decision. People criticized that. And I, based on talking to people around that, have great reason to believe, as does everybody else, that that was a surprise, that it's clear that somebody thought that when you take the LSU job, everybody would just, oh, that's an absolute no-brainer. There would be no criticism. It was surprising that there was pushback from Ole Miss to let him continue to coach the playoffs. It was a very heavily criticized situation. And then Ole Miss turns around without him and beats Tulane and beats Georgia, something that I don't think would have happened had he continued on. And the circus was something that really returned his perception back to what it was when he took the Ole Miss job in the first place. It destroyed all of the, as we know now, pretty fake goodwill that had been built up. It was destroyed. And so, and then on top of that, you are the coach in this cycle that took the fewest players with him to his new stop. You guys remember the narrative. Oh, Kiwan Lacy's tied to Lane Kiffin. He's definitely going to LSU. Kiwan ultimately tells them no. Deuce Alexander tells them no. Player after player for Ole Miss, a lot more told him no than told him yes. That was another thing that was very surprising. Despite the efforts all the way up until the very end and the offers that were made to guys like Will Eccles up until the very end, they said no, largely said no. Again, far more of them told him no than told him yes. And so when all of that happens, when nothing really worked, you tried the Ryan McGee documentary. People have forgotten that already. That aforementioned Kiwon Lacy interview with Pat McAfee, that was not received well. When you have run out of cards to play, when your decision-making and your perception has been as heavily criticized as it has been, when you've got no other card, what's the final play? You see this in politics discourse all the time. When all else fails, go to race. That's what you do. When all else fails, that's what you go to. Because that used to be a thing that you could just say and point to, and nationally, especially media people, would grab onto it and pat him on the back. And good for you, coach. You finally called out the deeply rooted racism for what it is, and good job. You are righteous and they are wrong. That is the card that you play when you've lost the perception battle. Like in politics, that's the card you play when you lose arguments. You just go directly to race. And that's what he did. It's a desperate attempt to try to get public perception back into his favor and continue to try to make Ole Miss look like the bad guy in this situation, because by and large, other than his little corner of the universe now in Louisiana, everybody else didn't buy it. Nobody bought it nationally. And so this is his final chance to, this is the final card to play to try to win back some favor. And I don't think it worked, but Graham Coffey actually covers Georgia. He put it best on Twitter, at Graham Coffey DC. Dog Central is the site that he writes for. I think he put it best here. And it's, Kiffin used Ole Miss to wash the stink of his own past away before weaponizing the worst parts of the same school's history against them to justify a decision that he made. I don't have enough graduate degrees to explain the amounts of irony and cognitive dissonance at play here. Really, really well said. And honestly, to me, it's sad that ever since he left Ole Miss, he continues to do things like this. Considering he's really destroying his own success and his own legacy, nobody now is talking about the great things on the football field that he did at Ole Miss. Nobody's talking about that anymore because of how he continues to handle himself. All anybody's talking about today is race, and by and large, the national conversation, again, away from Baton Rouge in Louisiana, people are calling him out for being a hypocrite, a fraud, like what Graham said. You used Ole Miss to help change your perception, and the second you leave, you kick them on their way out the door. It's sad to me because there is or was a path for him to have left a really strong legacy at Ole Miss, and for him to have left a strong legacy in his coaching career. You can go to multiple jobs and have multiple stops and leave a legacy behind. Take Dan Mullen, for example. I know LSU to Ole Miss is not Florida to Mississippi State, but Dan Mullen left Mississippi State for another SEC job. But what did Dan Mullen not do after he left? He didn't publicly talk down to Mississippi like this. He did not publicly troll Mississippi State fans. He didn't do a Vanity Fair article where he invoked racism. He didn't do any of those kind of things. And yes, when he took Florida back to Starkville, there was a crazy energy. State fans wanted to beat him to show him that he made the wrong decision. And Dan Mullen obviously beat Mississippi State that day. But it was a crazy environment, but it wasn't like what this is going to be, because Dan Mullen didn't conduct himself the way Lane Kiffin has. And now as the years go by, not only do Mississippi State fans look back at Dan Mullen and remember those years fondly, if Jeff Lebby doesn't work out this year, there's a large percentage of Mississippi State fans that are going to want Dan Mullen to come back to be their coach. And so because he handled himself a certain way, he's got a legacy left behind at Mississippi State. And again, as the years go on, the more time passes, the more his legacy is respected and appreciated at Mississippi State. Yes, LSU is different than Ole Miss, but if Lane Kiffin would have left and not done stuff like this, exclusively talked positively, like, hey, I made a decision for myself, but I'm very thankful for the 6 years I spent there. I did a lot of growth. My family did a lot of growth. I'm really proud of what I put on the field, and I hope one day I can come back to Oxford, a wonderful place that I love, and blah, blah, blah. If he would have done that, yes, this game still would have been wild, right? But it wouldn't have been what it's going to be. And nationally, the reaction to him today, the perception of him today, would not be what it is. And to me, that's sad. It's sad that somebody can do what he did at Ole Miss, win so many games, take them to the playoff, recruit great players. And when he leaves that place that gave him everything, that place that protected him in a lot of different ways, to try to burn it down in order to justify a decision in a way that he conducted himself that I think is clear that he is uncomfortable with, is really sad, because he was and is too good of a coach to have a legacy that is exclusively tied to his behavior and not what happened on the field. In the national reaction, I'd be willing to bet right now that somebody is a little surprised that nationally this wasn't received well at all. It has almost exclusively been criticized. College football media, national reporters, local reporters at other schools, it has not been received well. And I think that would be surprising to some people. So the next part of this to me is, I do wonder now if the league office needs to step in, because that game that everybody's pointing to is, it's already going to be intense. But the main character in this is actively, constantly doing and saying things to make it more intense. And I don't exactly know what the league can do. I don't know what Sankey can do. I don't know if there's a bylaw or something. I don't know. But I do know that a proper commissioner would step in and get the main character in this story to try at least to bring the temperature down of this game. I don't know if they will. We'll see. But the most important thing, this is what I'll end with you guys tonight. Two things. Number one, I hope you guys are not surprised. You should not be surprised. It's unfortunate, but you shouldn't be surprised by this. I am not, and you shouldn't either. But the most important thing, and I'm going to get a little preachy here, so please forgive me for preaching to you guys tonight. I don't like doing that, but I'm going to do that here. The thing that you cannot do is give in to this. And what I mean by that is, when that game comes, do you know what everybody wants to happen? Do you know what Lane Kiffin wants to happen? What LSU wants to happen? What big media wants to happen? They want it to get ugly. Why? One, so he can point and say, see, that's why I left. I was right. Look at how awful this place is. Look at how these people are. I was right to leave. And of course, media just wants story. You guys remember Tennessee in 2021 when that game got delayed and there were the pictures of the trash on the field and Tennessee's own cheerleaders getting hit by beer cans and stuff like that. That's what they want. They want to magnify that. That's why you see some media types anyway doing the, oh my gosh, fire emoji. It's going to be insane. You got to call in the National Guard because, oh my gosh, they want you, the Ole Miss fan, because most of you are Ole Miss fans on here. They want you to turn this into a circus. They want you to be violent. They want you to throw things on the field. They want somebody to run and try to get Lane Kiffin. They want that. So he can justify the decision that he made, and so the media can hype it all up. That's what they want. And so it is on you, unfortunately, it is on you to make sure that does not happen. I have no doubt that Keith Carter and Glenn Boyce are formulating a plan to keep the bad actors at bay, the people that are just going to show up in town looking to start stuff and create things and make that an issue. There's going to be extra security and extra police and stuff like that. There are going to be people that come to town looking to start stuff. You just know that they are. They're going to try to do that. There's going to be an extra presence to try to stop that outside of the stadium. But the most important thing is what happens inside of the stadium. And there has got to be a concerted effort from the fan base at large to stop yourselves from turning this into 2021 Tennessee, because that is exactly what everybody involved wants this to become. All of them want this to become that. You cannot let that happen. You can't let the guy, if you see the guy next to you rearing back to throw a beer can, slap it out of his hand if you need to. You cannot let that become a thing, because everybody will point at you and say, that's why I left. And let me tell you something. I said I would leave you on that. I won't. I am not from Mississippi. You guys know that. I got the flag on my wall back there. I'm from South Carolina. I moved to Mississippi 16 years ago. It doesn't feel that long, but that's how long it's been. This is my home, and I'm incredibly proud that Mississippi is my home. People like Lane Kiffin will use your deepest wounds against you. And people like Lane Kiffin don't realize, and it's sad that he doesn't realize it after spending 6 years here. It's unfortunate that he was not able to open his eyes and see what a wonderful place he got to spend 6 years of his career in and do great things on the field. But people like him are going to do what he did today. And people like him are wrong. People like him are somehow able to step on top of the heads of people that are willing to lift them up. And it's sad, but my experience living in Mississippi is not anything remotely close to what some people's perception of this state is. The people here, not just at Ole Miss, at Mississippi State and in the state in general, everybody in the state has worked so incredibly hard to erase the connection to the ugly past. And you've done an amazing job. This is a warm and welcoming place. And anybody that gets to live here and experience that, especially in Oxford, see that for themselves and realize that it's not accurate. His alleged perception of you is not accurate. And when you go there, you see it and you feel it and experience it for yourself. And it would be different if he picked up and moved to California or Oregon or something like that. He just went down the road to Louisiana, a state that has a laundry list of problems themselves that I'm sure that there are good people that are trying to work through there as well. But the finger pointing, you're racist, we're not, from states in this region of the country is not only counterproductive, it's incredibly stupid. It's a thing that people that lack critical thinking or basic intellect engage with. That's what that is. It's the mark of somebody that is unintelligent or unable to have any amount of critical thinking. And now you've seen the discourse of, no, you're more racist. No, you're more racist. No, your pass is worse. No, you, this is worse. And that's what people are doing today. And the people that are engaging in that are not intelligent people. And I would encourage you not to engage in it, because again, it's not working. But my experience, I'm incredibly proud to be a Mississippian. I hope you guys will accept me. I think 16 years is long enough to be a Mississippian. I hope you'll accept me. I'm incredibly proud of this place. And if it were what people said it was, I would not be here. My family would not have let me come here. They came and saw it for themselves and have absolutely adored it. And they would have encouraged me to leave had they not seen it for themselves. So, you are not what people say, what some disingenuous fools say that you are. But that is what you should come to expect from somebody like him. So, all right. I think that's enough of this. enough of this conversation. I promise we will not have it on the stream tomorrow. We will be talking regionals tomorrow. Regional projections will come out, and I'm looking forward to going through those with you guys to talk about what Ole Miss has to do in order to be a host. So thank you guys for tuning in. I really appreciate you. I hope what I said makes sense, and at least is some kind of summary for you guys. But yeah, anyway, I will see you guys tomorrow night. Y'all have a good one.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.